Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Mara Rubin in New York. Parts of California are preparing for more severe weather this weekend. CBS's Carter Evans is watching the rain.
The Salinas River near Monterey has crested, and it's beginning to flood some low-lying areas.
But much of this region has already been inundated. Neighborhoods submerged, fields and vineyards underwater. As the storms keep coming, the worry both inland and along the coast.
Also a concern, high surf. Waves up to 20 feet in some areas could cause even more flooding.
Devastating tornadoes swept through the South, shredding homes and trees and killed at least 9 people. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Selma, Alabama.
At least 2 people were killed in Georgia, including a 5-year-old boy after a tree fell on his car. And near Montgomery, Alabama, cleanup after a likely EF3 tornado damaged or destroyed roughly 40 homes. Emergency Management Director Ernie Baggett says it could have been worse.
The school system kept all the kids in place rather than putting them on the buses and sending them home early.
Do you think that saved lives?
Oh, no doubt.
CBS has learned classified documents from the Penn Biden Center included top secret material. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
In then Vice President Biden's final days in office in 2017, he traveled widely to Ukraine, meeting with its president, to Davos, Switzerland, where he met with Chinese President Xi. And later, he held a phone call with Iraq's leader. Those are all encounters that would typically require classified briefings and memos at a time when staffers were also preparing his move out of office.
There's definitely a possible scenario, given the volume of records that presidents and vice presidents deal with, that in the rush to pack everything out, something could get inadvertently intermingled.
Were you lucky this Friday the 13th? The Mega Millions jackpot is $1.3 billion. Did you win? The numbers are 30, 43, 45, 46, 61, with a Mega Ball of 14. Lisa Marie Presley will be laid to rest next to her son at Graceland. Her father, Elvis, is also buried there. CBS News correspondent Vladimir Dutier has more on her life.
Back in 2005, she sat down with CBS Sunday Morning and discussed the difficulties of having such a famous last name.
I don't think I noticed what a mountain that was going to be to climb until I was climbing it.
Her personal life never failed to fascinate. She had 3 children with musician Danny Keough. But 20 days after their divorce in 1994, she married Michael Jackson.
President Biden will deliver the State of the Union address on Tuesday, February 7th, to a divided Congress. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up. That frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's not a-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country, and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Friday the 13th. We've got a lot to talk about today. In the first hour of our program, we'll get to that in just a moment. Congressman Ro Khanna will be with us for the hour, taking your calls in a national progressive town hall meeting. In our second hour, will Americans embrace the politics of fear or trust? There are two primary motivation strategies that we all use to get through the day. And this has bled over into both psychology and politics. I'll be talking about that in the second hour of the program. Also, the Wisconsin Republican Party is openly boasting of suppressing the vote of black people, specifically. It's amazing. The Taliban has arrived in Missouri. We'll get into that in the third hour of the program. It's just breathtaking. The French versus the American fight over Social Security. Macron has got a big problem on his hands right now. He wants to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64 in France. I'll tell you about that in the third hour of the program. And the Joe Manchin's chief of staff has now become a lobbyist for big oil. In fact, one of the chief lobbyists for big oil. Is this corruption? I don't know. We'll talk about that, too. So a lot to cover in the coming 3 hours. But to start off, for the next hour, Congressman Ro Khanna, vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He represents the 17th District of California in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's the author of Dignity in the Digital Age. Khanna.house.gov is his website, and Rep. Ro Khanna is his Twitter handle. Congressman Khanna, welcome back.
Tom, Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everyone listening.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've talked. Happy New Year to you, too. So I'm curious what's on your mind today. There's a lot going on. The debt ceiling thing, even though it's going to be 6 months down the road, appears to be something that people are quite flipped out about in Congress.
Well, it's a huge concern. And as you know, Tom, the debt ceiling, raising the debt ceiling, is to pay past debt. It's not to pay future debt. This is money we owe. This is money that already has been committed. What would be the consequences of not passing a debt ceiling increase? The government literally would default. It would mean no more Social Security checks, no more checks on Medicaid or Medicare. It would mean that interest rates would skyrocket. And you have a group of House Republicans who are literally willing to hold the country hostage with this tactic unless they get cuts in Social Security and Medicare, which no one on the Democratic side is going to go for. And so it's a real impasse. It's a real challenge. And it should be on people's minds. And we've got to figure out how do we get around this.
It is pretty breathtaking. Are there any other points or comments on the news of the day or thoughts on politics you wanted to share with us? Or should we just jump right over to picking up phone calls?
I would just say that, you know, as people watched last week's saga, I have no problem with messy democracy. I don't have problems with multiple votes for speakers. What I have a problem with is the deals that Kevin McCarthy had to cut to become speaker. And he really sold the farm to the most extreme elements of the Republican Party, people who want to hijack the country to force a shutdown to not raise the debt ceiling. And so it's going to be a tumultuous 2 years.
Yeah, I think so. All righty, let's pick up some phone calls here. Congressman Khan is with us for the hour, taking your calls at 202-808-9925. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York, you're on the air with Representative Khan.
Congressman, I'm curious, if the Insurrection Committee decides to give immunity to the coup plotters so they will testify, and that will create another situation similar to Ali North where they won't be able to be prosecuted criminally, do the Democrats have a plan to counter that?
Ziggy, you're talking about the Republican committees, if they give immunity to testify?
Right, yeah. Ali North, back in the day on the Iran-Contra, was given immunity by Congress, I believe, by a congressional committee, and the result of that was that his conviction was overthrown, if I'm remembering correctly.
Ziggy, it's an important point that you raise, and I don't think, and candidly, we've thought through what the options will be to make sure that that isn't abused. I mean, that the Republicans in these committees call up potential targets of the Justice Department and then give them immunity. I guess I'd be surprised if Congress could give blanket immunity. I mean, I could see that they could give immunity for their testimony in Congress and that they can't be prosecuted based on that. But it's something that I'm happy to raise with our side to make sure we have some response.
Yes. Yeah. Ziggy had asked this question of me earlier in the week, and I was like, I just don't know. You know, you should call it on Friday and ask Congressman Khan because he's an attorney and, understands the Constitution quite well. So
I hope I didn't disappoint, but that's why I love coming on the show. I always get homework. My staff always, they always know that I've done the Tom Hartman show when they start getting bombarded with questions at 15 minutes after.
Well, I look forward to finding out, how that might play out. Ed in Chicago, you're on the air with Representative Ro Khanna.
Yeah, Congressman, I'm wondering if you and your staff are aware of the Rachel Maddow podcast called Ultra. The reason I'm asking is because when I talk to the staff people of my representatives, I have yet to talk to a staff member who is aware of that. And I'll let Tom fill you in on the details, but I am thinking that everyone should be aware of that, but especially every Democratic representative should be aware of that podcast.
Well, another area I'm not aware of the podcast. Are you saying that you're encouraging Democrats to go on the podcast or listen to the podcast?
Oh, no, this is an absolutely breathtaking eight-part podcast that Rachel Maddow put together. I don't know, I think they rolled it out about 5-6 months ago. And it starts out with the story of this senator back in the early 1940s, before World War II had started, maybe the late 30s, who was literally taking money from Hitler and promoting talking points, Nazi talking points. And it turned out that there was a whole bunch of these, they were all Republican senators and members of the House, who were in the bag for Hitler, were taking money from Germany, were promoting Nazi talking points, and several of them ultimately got busted. The Justice Department was going to prosecute them, and then Harry Truman pulled the plug on it, and they decided to let them all get away with this seditious conspiracy.
Wow,
to,
I'll have to listen to it.
Yeah, it's
maybe
nuts.
I'll put things in perspective. Every time I walk into the House of Floor, I can say, well, it could be worse. They're not taking money from Nazis.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to say, but it's really, if you have time when you're traveling or, in the evening going to sleep, I don't know when you listen to podcasts, that's when I do, but it's really worth checking out. It's just amazing. It's called Ultra, U-L-T-R-A.
I will.
Okay, Jeremiah in Colport, Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Hey, Congressman. If you remember during the 2016 presidential election, it was nothing but Hillary's emails. On January 6th, on the day of the insurrection, the Secret Service and I believe some other entities deleted all their text messages. So I want to know if you know, what's the latest with that? Is there anything that can be done with that? And why isn't this as big of a deal as Hillary's emails were? I think it's more important than Hillary's emails.
Well, Jeremiah, I agree with you. I mean, the Hillary email was manufactured into a story, and unfortunately, very effectively by by Donald Trump, who took something that really wasn't an issue and made it out to be a big scandal. And the lesson of that was not anything to do with Hillary Clinton's emails or substance, but was the propaganda machine of the Republican Party and how we can counter that. Here you have an actual issue where text messages were deleted and records were deleted. And the question is, what were they trying to hide? And you have, I think the Justice Department needs to look into that. They say they're looking into that, and this needs to be a significant part of their investigation.
Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's a National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Congressman Khanna. He's vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, represents the 17th District of California, kind of the Silicon Valley area in the U.S. House of Representatives. Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A, .house.gov is his website. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna, R-O Khanna. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Your questions for Representative Khanna coming up next. Stick around.
That bill's piling up. Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dynavite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
We're so confident you'll see an improvement, we offer a 90-day money-back guarantee with your order at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with the lemon herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Welcome back. 20 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls. Patrick in Chicago, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
How's it going, Representative Khanna? How's it going, Tom? So I just wanted to ask if the DCCC had any kind of media team that whose specific job was to make ads for the party, make ads for any campaign of any size, anywhere in the country. They can come here and get a campaign ad or an attack ad or anything like that on the cheap, instantly delivered. Is there anything like that that the Democrats are organizing or creating, anything like that?
You know, it's a good question. That doesn't exist. I mean, the DCCC's responsibility is to help people running for the Congress. The DSCC helps people running for the Senate. The DNC is largely focused on the president. And then there's state legislature organizations. But it would be worth probably for local races and non-federal races to have an organization like you're talking about, resource where people can go and have instantaneous response. And that's something that the conservative side has done a better job of building those kind of institutions. We need to do that on our side.
Yeah, it seems like the DNC could come up with a whole bunch of B-roll and generic things that could be used in ads. Yeah, okay. Joe in Cupertino, California, you're on the air with your congressman.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Tom, and your organization. I'm quite a follower, congressman. You know, I've been hearing a lot lately from our representative to the South, representative running for Senate. I wondered if you'd consider running for Senate. You've been an active representative in Congress for your three terms already, I think, if I'm not mistaken, and you really do represent what the best of California has to offer. Have you given it any serious consideration? And if so, is there anything we can do to support you? I'll take my answer off the air, sir.
I'm with Joe.
Well, Joe, I appreciate it. I'm flattered by your calling in and your confidence. You know, what I've said is I want to see what Barbara Lee does. She's exploring Iran. She's a good friend. She's someone I deeply admire. And if she gets in, that would weigh heavily on me because I would not want to split the progressive vote. And I have a lot of respect for her. But I have been really fortunate to serve in the House and to be a prominent voice for progressive issues in the House. And I'll figure it out either way in the next couple months.
David in Columbus, Ohio. David, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Hello, Representative. I have a transportation city planning type question. Currently, there's an 80-20 split with funding from the highway taxes going to cars, private cars. Private cars are the most inefficient. Is there a chance we could help cities and try to promote more public transit with changing that funding ratio and also less freeway building?
You raise a great point. And one of the, I was very proud of the Inflation Reduction Act, all the climate and provisions we had for electric vehicles, batteries, solar, when one of the things we didn't have enough for is public transportation for electric buses, for high-speed rail, for improving transit. And we've underinvested in that in this country. We need to do that in the next climate package that we pass.
James in Hollywood, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Afternoon, gentlemen. I have a simple solution to all the problems in the world, but Tom beat me to one. So every time I see rains like this on the LA River, and it's just emptying into the ocean. If we just ran it straight east and we built three huge lakes side by side, a mile long and a mile wide, and then we could get a fleet of super scoopers and we could end two problems at once, the drought and forest fires. If we had a fleet of 1,000 super scooper water bombers and we had the water there, we could put out all forest fires. And I'm saying 1,000, and we built 7 B-24s a day during World War II. We can build a fleet of 1,000 water bombers and forest fires around the world, basically.
Jez, I appreciate the idea. I don't know enough about the specifics, but happy to look into it, and hope your area and everything is doing are safe with the flooding.
Bob in Desert Hot Springs, California. You're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Representative Khanna. I am changing my question just slightly, but I did want to make an observation. But I just wanted to thank you so much for being a great public servant. When I watch you and Representative Pocan on Tom's show, it just renews my faith in human dignity. But Representative Khanna, my question to you is, I think the key to so many things is Citizens United, this corporation, whatever you want to call it, this monopoly. Do you see that ever ending? And if so, how can we do it?
Well, first, thank you so much for your kind words, and I'll let Mark know as well, who's a great friend and colleague. I think you're absolutely right about the role of Citizens United and big money. I mean, one of the first things I did, I've never taken a dime of PAC money, corporate PAC money, ideological PAC money. I don't have a leadership PAC. We've got to get rid of all of that. And Citizens United has just unleashed millionaires and billionaires controlling these elections. I mean, someone mentioned the Senate. If you want to run for the Senate and you go to some billionaire and they put in 15, 20, 30 million into a super PAC, they literally can influence the outcome of an election of the entire state. And so what we need to do, in my view, is reverse Citizens United. But short of that, we need to make every voter a donor. And that's why I've called up for democracy dollars, which says that every voter should get up to $100 that they can spend on their federal campaign. And that will democratize the election.
Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour on our National Progressive Town Hall meeting. He's vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. You can find his website at khanna.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back with Congressman Ro Khanna.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions
possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. California's Governor Gavin Newsom says more dangerous weather is expected over the weekend.
With now the eighth atmospheric river in just 16 days to make its way into the state of California, likely a ninth.
At least nine people were killed by tornadoes that slammed the South. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Alabama, where there's a state of emergency.
Selma, Alabama took a direct hit. A 20-mile path of destruction cut through its historic downtown. Buildings bulldozed and residents left stunned.
It's bad out here, like Louisiana. It's bad.
A top-secret document was among those discovered in President Biden's former office. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports from the White House.
They have decided for now here at the White House to be legally transparent with the Justice Department, but not be straight with the American people and answer all the questions in hopes that the legal matter can be dealt with quickly and that they can move on.
CBS News Brief. I'm Mara Rubin.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bach Day.
It is. It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes. You've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls for the hour. Patrick in East Lansing, Michigan. You're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Hi, Representative Khanna. I so appreciate all that you're doing on so many different fronts. And I wanted to ask you about a bill that you co-authored regulating cryptocurrencies and ask you what we can do to lobby for the idea that the Securities and Exchange Commission should be able to have authority to regulate. I just wondered why this story hasn't come out more that the FTX exchange was able to steal so much money. Sam Bankman-Fried was being asked to turn over his documents to Gary Gensler. It's the SEC, and the members of Congress who got all that money from Sam Bankman-Fried is the fifth highest donor to the 2022 election cycle, and his co-director, who gave a ton of money to Republicans, sent a letter to the SEC and told them to back off. And if they hadn't sent that letter, the Bitcoin aid, and it includes, you know, Richie Jones and Darren Soto and Josh Gottheimer, but it was mostly Republicans, then the SEC would have found out that Sam Bankman-Fried had turned his exchange into a piggy bank, and that's how $10 billion went out the door that they're not going to be able to recover. It just seems like the Keating Five, and your solution seems to be important, and Senator Stabenow has a competing bill that would really leave the, you know, leave it to be voluntary and take away SEC enforcement. I wondered if you could explain it in simple terms so we'd all understand the scandal and how to prevent it in the future.
Well, Patrick, I think you laid out the case very well. I mean, the reality is that some people hypocritically are attacking Gary Gensler, saying, oh, Gensler didn't know enough, do enough about FTX. But the reality is Gensler has been warning about the excesses of cryptocurrency for years. He has asked for more authority to be able to regulate the exchanges. You've had members, unfortunately, famously on that letter, write to Gensler to protect companies, crypto companies, from getting subpoenaed or having to turn over information. And I believe there has to be, we have to figure out what the SEC needs to regulate, what the CFTC needs to regulate. If it's a commodity, have CFTC regulate it. The ones that are securities, have SEC regulate it. But we need to significantly increase the regulatory authority of both. And I think Gary Gensler has been one of the prescient voices here. And I look forward to working with him to strengthen the regulatory regime.
Morris in Long Beach, California. You're on the air with Representative Khanna. Morris?
I know that you have heard of, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can, yeah.
All right. Congressman, I know that you have heard of a bench warrant, and I know that you've heard of a search warrant, and I know you've heard of an arrest warrant. My question this morning, can the special counsel walk on the congressional floor and start arresting MAGA maggots? I'm talking about Jack Smith. And if the sergeant of arms was directed by the Speaker of the House, another maggot, to prevent that, could he be able to do that? And sir, give me a yes or a no, and if you don't know, I'll take that on the third one. Thank you very much, and good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Morris.
Well, he can't know without a warrant, without an arrest warrant. Obviously, if any prosecutor has an arrest warrant, they can arrest a member of Congress, a senator, anyone, but the judge would have to sign off on that, and they'd have to have a very serious case of showing criminal wrongdoing.
There's also in Article 1, yeah, here it is, Article 1, Section 6 of the Constitution, senators and representatives shall in all cases except treason, felony, and breach of the peace, I guess this might be felony, be privileged from arrest during their attendance at the session of their respective houses and in going to and returning from the same, and for any speech or debate, this is the speech and debate clause, they shall not be questioned in any other place. Does that mean that the special prosecutor could not arrest members of Congress if it was found that they had committed crimes?
They certainly could. The way I read that is that maybe there's some restriction on arresting them in the chamber of the House, but maybe they'd have to arrest them right when they left. Look, the speech and debate clause is important because you don't want people arrested for expressing an opinion on a matter and having a criminal exposure for expressing opinions. But I certainly think members of Congress are as accountable as anyone, and there have been members of Congress while I've been here who have been arrested on insider trading and a few other issues.
That's true. That's true. Trafficant and others. Phil, in Brookings, South Dakota, you're on the air with Representative Connor.
Yes, you keep talking Republicans want to cut my Social Security and Medicare. Can you tell me specifically what those would entail?
Well, I don't want to scare you because President Biden would veto any of this, but what the Republican strategy is to say to the president, we're not going to increase the debt ceiling, which means that government would default, and then no Social Security checks are going to go out until we were not in default. And if you don't cut Social Security, then we're not going to allow government to function. Now, I think we have to figure out how to get around this. The president may be able to mint $1 trillion coin, may not need Congress to increase the debt ceiling. But make no mistake, the House Republicans want to massively cut Social Security if they could. The only constraint is the president and the majority in the Senate.
Marty in Evergreen Park, Illinois, you're on the air with Representative Connor.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Tom, and good morning, Representative Khanna. My question is, I recently saw a documentary about the Pegasus spyware software and the NSO group, and I just wanted to ask if we are proactively doing anything to prevent that kind of military-grade spyware from being used on American journalists and citizens.
It's a very good issue. We need to make sure I'm on the Horace Armed Services Committee, and I can make sure that we're pushing our military not to be using surveillance technology, certainly against journalists or our own civilians. I mean, that it should not be allowed, and we need to have a clear code of ethics around that.
Mark in Redding, California, listening on KFOI. You're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Good morning. What did it advantage the Democrats to leave Kevin McCarthy twisting in the wind when they could have easily just let a few members of their party not be present for voting, forcing McCarthy to currently, you know, what was forcing McCarthy to give major concessions to the 20 people who wouldn't vote for him?
I don't know if you'd have any Democrat be willing to miss the vote for Speaker, and I was proud that we were unified in voting for Hakeem Jeffries. We did try to get five or six Republicans to vote for Hakeem Jeffries. We even floated the idea of having a moderate Republican who wouldn't hold the debt ceiling hostage or wouldn't do all these frivolous investigations as a consensus pick. We couldn't get that. I don't think McCarthy, even if he did have to make these concessions, would have governed it anyway in a moderate way. He's going to govern launching frivolous investigations against the president. He's going to play politics with the debt ceiling. So having him get Democratic support, it would only have strengthened and emboldened him.
Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Hey, good morning. Pleasure to speak with you. You know, politics is in a state of stagnation and government by scandal now, which is very sad because these are very important times and we're just wasting time, basically, in my opinion. Housing is a huge issue that doesn't get much attention at all on the national level. Every urban area now, we have shortages of affordable housing. And then Democrats would like to have a generous immigration system and allow millions to come in every year. So we need to present a comprehensive, realistic plan of how we're going to provide housing for all these people that are entering the country. We don't talk about it. And Republicans have no answer for that. And instead of just being in a food fight for the next 2 years and the idiotic election crap, why don't we talk about realistic plans for providing housing for millions of people 10 years from now? Why don't we talk about that instead of all the garbage? I'd like to hear your opinion on that.
I agree with you that affordable housing is a major issue. I don't think the cause of it is the few million immigrants coming into the United States. I got 330 million every year. I think the cause of it is one that Wall Street has been buying up single-family homes and taking those houses off the market. You have zoning laws that are restricting builders from building affordable housing. You have speculation because of the wealth inequality, where people who have done well are either buying houses to flip them or driving up the price of housing. So the real solution is we need to reform zoning to build more affordable housing around the country, and we need to stop Wall Street from buying up these single-family homes.
Do you see any motion in Congress to do any of those things?
Well, I have a bill called the Stop Wall Street, Corporate Wall Street Act, to stop Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae from subsidizing Wall Street for buying up single-family homes. And the president in Build Back Better had a massive proposal for building more affordable housing. It got stripped, and we didn't get that through.
Very good. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's a national progressive town hall meeting with Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Khanna. Explore the mighty Columbia and Snake Rivers with American Cruise Lines. Visit the scenic landscapes of stunning Multnomah Falls and Mount St. Helens. Retrace the historic steps of explorers Lewis and Clark as you cruise the Columbia River Gorge aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax in your private balcony while the crew provides you with the highest level of personalized service, all waiting for you to experience. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work, offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I read their exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dogs? Dogs are omnivores, and it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. Many of your mass-produced dry dog foods, or dog foods, particularly the dry ones, may lack the essential protein and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. Introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster, a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. You just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste, packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and their immune system. Louise and I want our dogs, Blue and Chewy, to get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life. We use Dynavite as a topper, and they love it. It will run from anywhere in the house when they hear that stuff coming out. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products the way ours have, they offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase, so you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls for the hour. Stuart, in Venice, Florida, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Thank you. I want to thank you both for your great work. And, Congressman, I do hope you do run for the Senate. With democracy on the fence, I hope this doesn't sound too trivial, but with all this talk about Social Security, I'm a retired CPA, and I remembered in 83 Social Security was made partially taxable by the Reagan administration. And at the time, it was only for higher incomes, but it was never indexed for inflation. Then in the 90s, the Clinton administration actually made the taxation even higher and never changed the indexing. And now what I'm seeing is low and middle income people are paying tax on Social Security. With all this focus on benefits, I'm wondering, is there any discussion at all about going in and indexing this tax thing, which has not been indexed since 1983 when it was enacted, and is now affecting low and middle income taxpayers quite extremely?
And if I can jump in here, Congressman, I got an email about 4 or 5 months ago from FreedomWorks suggesting that the Republicans should champion the issue of ending income taxes on Social Security benefits. Which I thought was interesting. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on all this.
Well, I'm on a bill to end income taxes on working class, middle class folks on Social Security benefits. And a start to that would be passing John Larson's Social Security Act, which he's introduced that has over 200 co-sponsors. One of my big frustrations last Congress is we did get it for a vote. It would both increase Social Security benefits. It would exempt some of the working class folks from Social Security taxes. It would fix the windfall exemption provision, which doesn't allow teachers and firefighters to get all their Social Security benefits if they had a previous job. There were a few frontliners who blocked the vote on this bill. I believe we have to pass this. I have to have a vote on it. It's probably one of the biggest things that the president can run on in 2024.
Craig in Crestview, Florida, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Yes, sir. I talked to you last spring about the pitiful pay raise proposed by the Biden administration for our active duty military, and it was like a 4.7. And you said you were sure with discussions that would change, and lo and behold, it's 4.7, way below the inflation rate of the last 2 years. I'm wondering how you feel about that.
I'm frustrated that it is not higher. I think we should be having the pay raise be at least at the rate of inflation. Look, we're headed to almost a $1 trillion defense budget, which I have opposed. I don't think we should be increasing the defense spending to the level we are. Certainly, we can find the money to pay our troops. And, you know, let's see. I may end up being the top Democrat on the Military Personnel Committee, which has jurisdiction over troop benefits, troop pay. I'll be working hard to get that pay to increase. that's what we ought to be spending the money on in defense.
Guy in Placentia, California. You're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Good morning, gentlemen. Representative, I have a question regarding the removal of the Speaker of the House, and then this goes across party lines. But with this one vote to remove, is that, does that cross party lines? Can that be a Democrat or a Republican? And the second part of the question is, how many votes does it take for him to receive to be retained?
Guy, my understanding is that anyone can do it, a Republican or a Democrat. You have a motion to vote vacate, and then that would go to a majority vote of the House. And if a majority voted to vacate the Speaker, then he would be out as Speaker. So it would, if he loses basically four votes of Republicans who voted present, then he would no longer have the confidence of being Speaker.
Michael in Bronx, New York. You're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Hi, Representative Khanna. I was hoping to bring this to your attention, and maybe you can refer this to other Democrats in the House or in the Senate, even the DOJ. Something that happened here in New York City last week. There was a protest, and the New York Police Department took the Proud Boys who were counter-protesting. We know the Proud Boys are staunch Trump supporters. They escorted the Proud Boys through the New York City subway system and assisted them in fare evasion, F-A-R-E. Fare evasion is generally called a crime in which the same police department is quick to arrest and have prosecuted anyone who jumps the turnstiles or doesn't pay their transit
fare. Let's get a response here, Michael, because we just have about 30 seconds. Congressman?
Well, I don't know the facts, but I certainly don't think that the police should be assisting the Proud Boys in doing anything. I mean, it's one thing if they're out there just to make sure that no one is violating someone's rights of assembly and speech and committing violence. But it sounds like from what you're describing that they went much beyond that, and I'd want to see what happened.
There's video of it. They actually held the turnstiles open so that the Proud Boys could walk through without paying fares to get on the subways.
That's unacceptable. Yeah. And why we need police reform. I mean, why we need the Justice and Policing Act.
Yeah.
No one has a problem if police are being fair, and even people I totally detest or disagree with have the right to protest, but that doesn't mean the police should be facilitating that. That's what happened in some cases. The views in January 6th, there were allegations that some people in law enforcement outside were facilitating things, and I don't know all the facts, but certainly that's unacceptable.
There you go. Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's great talking with you, and I'd love to see you as a senator from California. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back. Will Americans embrace the politics of fear or trust? And the Wisconsin Republican Party is openly boasting that they're blocking the votes of black people. I'll tell you about that in a minute.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Big tech companies will try to tell you that changing your settings and turning off app tracking is all you need to do to protect your privacy. Right. Are we supposed to believe that the big bad tech wolf has now turned into our sweet grandma? The truth is, big tech can't stop themselves from looking at what you do online. To protect myself against big tech's prying eyes, I use ExpressVPN. When you use the ExpressVPN app on your computer or phone, you are hiding your unique IP address. On top of that, ExpressVPN encrypts and reroutes all your online activity. It just takes one click to protect all your devices. That's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET, Wired, TechRadar, and countless others. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.